Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
Well, let's not take too much time and let's start and get into this mix of things because we talk a little bit about everything. So this is, you know, the lovely Friday of April the 29th as we are hanging out in on the verge of getting into the mix of things that we're going to talk about. So we're constantly talking about brain waves and we're talking about psychology and we're talking about all this other stuff. So I thought today, what if we talked about 8 ways to deal with cognitive distortion? You know, it's something simple that we can talk to or talk about because of all the kind of weird things that we get to do at work. So what if we looked at it this way? We are familiar with the concept of cognitive distortion, negative filters, inaccurate perception, overgeneralizing, etc. As we refer to cognitive distortion, it can help develop due to experiencing some sort of, you know, we'll say traumatic events. Knowing the problem is the first step towards the solution. Staying in the dark will never help you achieve your goal. So if you can detect your problems, then you are stepping in the right direction. Now, let's talk about this. You know that the work that you do and the work that I do can be kind of dark from time to time. Let's not lie about it. So in this little mini for today, you will learn about 8 ways to deal with cognitive distortion. So number one, positive thinking. We know that our minds work when everything goes wrong around us. So, I mean, that's kind of how it goes. Therefore, it is very strenuous to have positive thoughts during our bad days. Negative thinking can only worsen the situation. However, focusing on a positive interpretation of an event can help. Do not be critical of yourself or others. Instead, be kind, observe of your caliber, and believe in yourself. Let me kind of give you a small example. Let's suppose that it's raining outside and you're stuck inside your home. If your mind works negatively, you might take it as, I'm stuck in a very heavy rain that ruined my day. It can be very, you know, irritating about it. However, a positive mindset will allow you to enjoy the rain while staying home. You can admire the beauty of nature and have a cup of tea or something. You can always utilize, you know, some me time, because who can't utilize some me time? Number two, control your emotions. You are the captain of your own ship. Look at this. It's perfectly normal to get overwhelmed by any unfortunate event, if one can call it that way, but getting carried away with those emotions will only keep you hurting. Give yourself some time, put your baggage aside, and let's move on. Let me give you an example real quick. In a bad situation, try to keep a deep breath and tell yourself it will all pass. Remember, most of our problems are results of our reactions to an event. The way that we react depends on how we feel about it. So stay calm and relaxed. I mean, think about that. If you have actually put that to practice before, you know that it is slightly different every time that you're able to do so. Select realistic goals. Seriously. Make sure that your goals are achievable. And we'll call this as number three. Running for unrealistic goals might disappoint you and make you feel, well, demotivated. Instead, evaluate properly and work accordingly, and you can and you will achieve all your objectives. Just be patient. Now, what I tell people is when you do goal setting, make sure that you have it in writing and you have something timely, something that you have a deadline for. And let's be realistic with these goals. don't be like, hey, I have $10,000 in the bank and I want to be a millionaire tomorrow and I have nothing in my future that could change that, because I just don't believe that that's going to be something realistic, just something to talk about. Professional help will come in at number four. Everybody deals with their problems differently, and it is, it's understanding. Some might find that the problems, they can solve them quickly, and some might find that they don't know how to react to the same thing. When we are unable to solve our problems, we must go for professional help. People are way more aware of mental health now, and that is a great sign. Don't be afraid of taking assistance from a professional. I still think that that's a conversation piece that we need to talk about more often, because people do tend to get a little bit scared about that. And we need to get the stigma away from mental health. If you are looking for something, it is something that you should do. And it is okay to talk about it. Let's go into number five. Ignore intrusive thoughts. Thoughts come to our mind naturally. The issues only occur when we attend to them and react. To deal with cognitive distortions, ignore intrusive thoughts deliberately. You know how sometimes you get some of those weird thoughts that pop into your head and you all of a sudden you get fixated on them. Well, let's try to avoid some of that. Let's get into some of the mix of things that we look at as positive. Number six, some people will like, I'm pretty sure some people will and some people won't. Here we go. Regularly exercise is another way to deal with psychological issues. It produces a good hormones in your body, which gives energy and motivation. Studies prove that a person tends to think positively when his or her mood is fresh and feels more energetic. Examples? Examples of different exercises like walking, jogging, running, yoga, cardio, and high-intensity workouts are a good sign. I will tell you, if you come over to Safety FM Plus, we have added some exercises that you can incorporate into all this and some stretches that could help you out as well. All you have to do is go to Safety FM Plus for those. Anyways, number seven, identify your triggers. Trigger plays an essential role in how we react to a situation. Identifying your triggers and work on those. For example, if a person is afraid of roads and sees a vehicle, his or her heart starts racing. We must seek professional help if it is severe or if you can't handle it. It's something that you can gradually focus on by interacting with a professional. It's not a bad thing to do. It's something definitely to consider. And number eight, I will call a cognitive behavioral therapy. You might have heard of CBT, or cognitive behavioral therapy, commonly known as CBT. CBT is one of the most frequently used treatments in psychology. Thought is, though it is based on simple principles, it can have some positive outcomes when it is put into practice. Psychologists will alter your behavior by dealing with your with cognition. For example, your negative thoughts will be replaced with positive ones, etc. So if we're going to bottom line this episode, let's do it in this format. Dealing with cognitive distortion is not easy, but it is also not impossible. If you can understand how we can change our minds and thinking patterns, you can get rid of these distortions. I will tell you, I have done this for years, and it took years to get to the point that I am now. And don't get me wrong, there are bad thoughts that pop into my head from time to time. It's how you interact with those thoughts that will change everything for you. Anyways, that's what I got. That's what I wanted to share with you on this lovely Friday, because I think it's important for us to have these discussions. And I know some people go, well, it's not all about safety, but I am trying to give you some other pieces that you can incorporate into this all-important journey of ours. Think about it. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.